Hi, Enrique.
Hi.
Hi, it's Enrique and Carla. They're together, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. am I on speakerphone or?
Yes, you're on. I have you on speaker. I'm not sure about my wife if she has you on speaker.
Oh, okay. You're there. Okay. So great. So I know you guys, well, first off, my name is Jesse. I'm the specialist in the department that handles pricing for your area. I know you were speaking with Dan, my mapping coordinator, and he did do a good job of kind of going over the basics of the program, right?
Yes.
Okay. Did you guys have any questions about anything about the program besides the price?
Yes. My wife, I just brought my wife into the phone call. So she kind of, I kind of took her off guard. So if you can probably explain a little bit of what you guys do.
Okay. So, Carla, did you come into the conversation a little bit later then?
I came to the conversation like way later.
Oh, okay.
I was just texting him.
I caught her by surprise.
Oh, okay. No worries. So I'm here to help. So, you know, just so you know, this is for first page placement of Google. So we are what's called an SEO company. It's search engine optimization. The major benefit, though, in the position is it did just become available within our company, and we are selling it. So once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we will actually close out the category, and we cannot work with anyone else who does what you do. Okay? So I'm at least sure you see value in being placed on search engines in front of your competitors, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So here's how – okay, well, first off, I'm just pulling up the notes. I see Dan, he had put that you were a little worried about not having a business name yet, right?
Yes.
Okay, so but you plan on having your business name be your first and last name, plumbing contractor?
That's going to change once we get a you know, our fictitious name and everything that we need for, or the just the name itself, you know, we want to call our business.
Okay. So that's fine. You know, it we can definitely change anything that, you know, later on down the line if that's something you want to change. Now, so are you actually taking on jobs right now?
Yes.
Okay. So how many jobs would you say you're taking on currently?
Well, what it is is that I work with contractors. So whatever they have for me is what I'm taking. So I'm working probably about with five contractors. So they have whatever they get, then, you know, I'll bid it and go from there.
Okay. So, here's, and you are currently using the Home Advisor, right?
I'm not sure if I applied for it, but I'm not using it.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I do see that you have a Home Advisor listing right here. You know, it just says you've been in business for a year, that you're doing plumbing, new build and additions. I mean, normally when people use Home Advisor, they're kind of paying for leads. So I guess, you know, you would probably know if you were being charged for multiple leads, because they'll actually charge you for leads without you even getting the job. So you may have them on pause right now, which is maybe why you're not being charged. But just so you know, they'll only allow you to pause the listing for 2 months. So, you know, if you don't end up at least canceling with them or trying to cancel with them after 2 months, they'll start charging you for leads. So,
okay.
Just so you know. But anyways,
I did see a charge in the business account for like $5 from them. I'm not sure what that's about.
You started a business account with them for $5?
No, I was talking to my husband. I said I did see a charge for $5 on the business account. I'm not sure what that charge was.
Oh, okay. I was like, signed up with them for $5. That sounds super weird. I mean, you know, normally their leads are $30 and up. So if it is a charge from them, maybe it would just be for like a setup or something. But yeah, their leads generally range between $20-$40. If you get a bigger job, then they'll charge you more. So yeah, that I doubt it's from them. I'm not sure completely what that would be, but I doubt it. So anyway, so here's what I'm thinking. So do you guys have a business Facebook profile yet?
No.
Okay, but you do have a personal Facebook, right?
Yes.
Okay, so have you ever been, like, Googling something? Let's just say that you were going to Google a plumber or something, you know, like that. And you go to your Facebook, and there's all of a sudden plumber ads on your Facebook.
Okay, yeah.
So that's called retargeting. So that's actually something that we can do with this package that I'm going to be explaining to you. It's a way to saturate a larger market. But everything that the package that I'm thinking will best fit your company is going to be the Platinum package. It's going to include Google Complete Local Optimization Setup. So that'll be for your spotlight position there on the first page of Google. It's going to include directory submission packaging with the most popular directories in your area, such as Yelp, BBB, White Pages, Yellow Pages. We have over 60 directory listings. So then it will be Facebook ads, initial content creation on Bing, Amazon Alexa, and exposure that covers mobile devices, including iPhones, Androids, and tablets. So we're literally going to cover all your bases, okay? And then I don't see that you have a website yet, right?
No.
Okay, so a website is something that I can actually, for you, go ahead and throw in at no additional charge. And the websites we create are actually 100% Google compliant. So you'd be able to add pictures of your work, have customers contact you directly from your website, as well as leave reviews. Okay? So the price for that package is going to be $299. Everything is a two-month agreement. It doesn't mean that I'm taking 2 months from you up front. Okay? So it's just a two-month agreement to get the most added benefit from your package. It is set at a flat fixed rate. So it's never going to go up on you. There's no hidden fees, no taxes, nothing like that. Normally, the package does come with a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover the programming. But you know what? I really like you guys, you know, and I'll go ahead and I don't normally do this, but I'll go ahead and waive that setup fee for you for today. So to start out, to get you guys started for the program, it's going to be $299. And then next month, it'll be $299. Okay?
Okay, and what's it's $299 for the startup?
Yeah, not $2.99.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure a pack of gum doesn't even cost that. Not in California, at least. So,
I have a question about the website.
Yeah, yeah.
If we ever wanted to not do business with you, do you own the website then?
No.
And then we wouldn't be able to use our website anymore? How does that work?
No. So there, you must have heard of somebody doing that before, because I definitely had customers come with us that have had that happen to them, where other SEO companies have done that to them. But we do not hold your website hostage or your Google profile hostage. We don't do any of that. All you would need to do is ask us for it, you know, so, and it would be completely yours.
And is there a cost associated with that?
No, not at all.
Is there? Okay.
Yeah, so we don't believe in taking you guys hostage. Plus, I mean, you know, typically the people that sign up with us stay with us for up to 7 years. So I know you're not going to be going anywhere. But we're speaking on a cell phone, right?
Yes.
I'm not exactly. Am I speaking on your cell phone, Enrique?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to send you a text message, actually, just so you can get a visual. Now, this is going to be a website from one of our customers. They are actually a ranking first page customer. And she's actually been with us for 5 years now. So it's just an example of a website. Obviously, yours would look a little bit different, you know, because you offer different services. This person offers landscaping. But it would just be an example of what one would look like, okay? Did you received the text message, right?
Yes, I just forwarded it to you. I just forwarded it to my wife.
So you'll, like I said, you'll be able to add pictures of your work, have reviews go straight to your website, make it so that people could contact you straight from your website. And this is what we call a Google compliant website.
Now, is there somebody that will build the website for us, or do we have to do that on our own?
No. We do it. We take care of building it. Like, you would just need to send in pictures. If you don't have pictures already, we do have stock photos that we can add, and then you can add those later on. So, really, though, the beauty of the program is it does come with a complete customized tracking and reporting system, so you'll be able to see the keywords you're listed for, how many clicks you're receiving, and even the location of the searches that were performed. So in addition to this, we can also track how many phone calls you receive from new clients. If you want to add keywords, run promotions, or change any content, you can do this with the assistance of your account management team. So you will have a whole team of people that will be behind you and optimizing, backlinking, adding keywords, that will be a whole team of people that will do this regularly.
Okay.
Now, when people go to the Google search engine and they're looking for a plumber, how far down are we going to be in the list?
So you'll be the first page, but this is exactly how it's going to work, okay? So there is a timeline for this. So industry standard is 60 to 90 days. But because we are a Google partner, we're able to do that in half that time. So within 1 to 3 days, let's say we sign you up today, the earlier you get it, the better it would be. You're going to get your client interviewed. So this is where we do the content editing and quality control, okay, where we're adding your keywords, getting the information you want for your business. From 5 to 7 days, you're going to get your reporting dashboard and directory submission. From 7 to 14 days, you're going to get your website as well as the Facebook ads. And then from 30 to 45 days, the listings are going to appear. From 7 to 14 days is when you're going to start receiving phone calls, okay?
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm also just sending you another text message. It has just our pricing page and website, so you can take a look at it, and have that for your record. Since we are a performance-based company, I know we're going to get you the results you guys are looking for, so I'm sure this is something you want to give a shot, right?
Well, we definitely want more business. I'm busy, but I can always get a little bit more,
Right.
So.
And is this a contract?
No. It's no contract. We are, like I said, we're a performance-based company, so we actually want to earn your business month to month. So, yeah, we don't lock you into anything. I mean, it is a two-month verbal agreement, so we want you to commit to 2 months. But I know you're not going to be going anywhere. So that's just a verbal agreement. It doesn't mean I'm charging you 2 months up front or you have a contract or anything like that. But it is month-to-month pricing.
Okay.
So here it says it's $299 setup fee and then $500 a month after that.
No. So that pricing page is what, if somebody was going to go to our website, that would be the pricing page that they would see. The package I'm getting you in at is the platinum package. And because you guys have only been in business for 6 to 7 months, that's what I have here, 6 to 7 months, it qualifies you for a new in business rate. So that's why I'm charging you $299 for the platinum package, and then waiving the setup fee to get you guys started today.
So for how long do we get the $299?
It's always going to be $299. It's not going to go up on you.
Well, honey, it's up to you. I mean, I feel like we're doing this prematurely because, again, we've only been in business for, 7 months? We don't have any Yelp ratings. I personally know that when I go and Google something, I go with the person or the people that have the best ratings. We don't have any right now because we're at 4 out of 5. So people have 4.8 out of 5, and that's the person
right.
we're going to go with. I know that we have to build it, but I know that
right.
our business is also very early, and we're taking money right off the top of our business right now. And so if you think that we can make it on $300 a month, then do it. But it's going to have to be people that are going to want to take a chance on us because we don't have that, you know, we haven't had that exposure. We haven't had to go in and give us a 2 thumbs up. So I fear that we're going to be bypassed, and I know that at one point we have to do something like this, but Yelp ratings are free, and so it's up to you.
It's on my topic. Okay. I'm sorry. What's your name?
Jesse. I'm sorry.
Jesse. Is there a number we can call you back just so me and my wife can probably discuss this and kind of go over it?
Yeah. So, and just so you know, Carla, you were saying, I just sent you my text message and extension right now, but yes, reviews are important, but that's why it's important to be working with an SEO company, because we do also do review monitoring. And then making your website so that people can add reviews straight from your website is super important. So, I mean, yes, it is a lot about reviews, but having that exposure is how you're going to get reviews, right? So, I mean, it's definitely about the return on your investment, okay? So just so you guys know, I went ahead and did an analytics search into my system, and there were actually 1,213 searches done in Whittier in the last 30 days just on the word plumbing. So, I mean, you guys would be able to capitalize on a percentage of those searches by what we do is by targeting specific areas and locations, both computer and mobile devices, and we actually market that towards the peak business hours of the day. Okay?
Okay.
So that the only way you're going to get the reviews is by getting the exposure, right, so that people can find your business without knowing the name of your business. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And as far as the website, are we able to manipulate it as well, or is that just your marketing department?
Manipulate it as in how? Like just adding things
like
to it?
Like change it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Changing it, adding.
Okay. Yes.
Is there a cost associated with that if we needed somebody to update a picture or add more content to it?
No, absolutely not. It would be included in your monthly rate.
Okay. Well, honey, it's
yeah.
really up to you at this point. We can discuss it offline if you have to. Just remember, I don't have a job right now.
Yeah.
He's kind of supporting me. My last day was yesterday, so it's like our entire world right now is on his shoulders.
Well, you know, I mean, and I mean, I'm sure you know, you've heard before, you know, you have to spend money to make money, right? You know, so
absolutely,
it really
100%.
Yeah, that's you know, really where you're going to be making the money is by having this flat rate. So, I mean, you know, if you don't get the exposure, then you're not going to get the jobs, right? You know, so that's really where it's going to come from, is getting that exposure to get the job.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, do you just want to do it for 1 month and see how it goes with us? Essentially, you're going to have to do it for 2 months because she's already told us that it's going to take 60 to 90 days for, you know, the website to be up and everything to go working. So just think about it. We're going to have to pay maybe 4 months before we see anything.
No, well, so it would be 30 to 45 days.
No.
So industry standard would be 60 to 90 days, but because we're a Google partner, we're able to do that in half that time.
Okay. And we would have to pay right now.
Yeah, so you'd pay for today and then be billed on the 16th of next month for $299.
But our website won't be up until whenever it goes up. And
it'll be up
basically just
well, so it'll be up between 7 and 14 days, along with the Google ads. I mean, Facebook ads. Sorry, excuse me. So the Facebook ads will be up within 7 to 14 days, as well as your website.
Okay, so we won't be on Google, we'll only be on Facebook?
No, so you'll be on Google in the map section of Google, but see, the thing is, you guys don't have a Google listing right now, so we need to mail out what's called a PIN verification, and it's basically to verify that you're a real person, that you're not, like, living out of a van or something, you know, just doing side jobs, you know what I mean? So Google mails out a PIN verification, and that takes about 7 to 14 days. So that gets your Google business profile up, and then we submit all the directory listings, get all that, and then you'll start appearing on the first page between 30 and 45 days.
30
and 45.
So oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go ahead, honey.
So basically, you're going to pay the first $600 before we start seeing something. So if you have $600 to invest now, then I understand that you're saying 7 to 14 days.
Yeah.
And then it's also a month and a half, but it's that month and a half is going to be 2 months payment, right? So it's initially going to be a $600 investment for you, honey, before we start seeing really some things coming our way. So if you think we can do the $600, then sign up for it. It's not a contract. We can cancel at any time and keep our website at no additional cost. So I feel like that is a plus. But if you have the $600, you know, and you feel like this is a good way to go, then.
Well, the one with your brother, I mean, I don't think we can. Is it a website or not?
They'll build a website if you want, but yes. So,
but it's not the same though. This is a website, right?
Yeah.
Okay, they will build a website for us if we wanted them to. But if we ever were to stop business with them, and then that means they take our website. This is why I ask the question every time.
Okay.
Start exploring them.
Yeah, well, my wife's brother works for, it's like an Angie's List, company. So he told us, you know, we were kind of, we got information from them, but the way they're charging, it's a little bit too much. But you guys, I think it's different from what you have. Yours is a website, right? Like a Google website.
Right.
No.
Well, it is a Google compliant website. Yes. I'm not exactly too sure what. Well, it just means that it's so. Sometimes people will have. Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again.
I'm under the impression that somebody pulled up Google and says plumbing in Whittier, California, that we're going to pop up on the first page. Is that correct?
Yes. Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So just
yeah,
like Google.
Yeah, so this is more like.
Oh,
so instead of like my brother, where I'm not sure how many people know about a house. I'm sure there is people that know about it, but everybody knows Google, right? So what do you do? The first thing that you're looking for something, you go to Google. You're looking for a definition, you go to Google. You're looking for whatever, you go to Google. So people just going to Google saying plumbing, Whittier, California. She's saying that's going to pop up on the first page. How? Much to the top, I have no idea. Think the first page. So, I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Is that correct?
Yeah. So it is getting you on exactly. I mean, the bottom line is it's getting you on that first page of Google when somebody searches for plumbing. We can also put in multiple keywords, so it would be like plumber or you know, I mean, whatever other services you provide, like installs or, you know, whatever services that you provide, as long as they're services mm-hmm. you offer, when people type in those phrases, you'll be one of the top people popping up on the first page of Google.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So you guys ready to get started?
Honey?
I'm telling you, it's up to you. I already told you it's going to be an initial $600 investment before we start getting phone calls, if we get any, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a good platform just because Google is Google. Everybody looks for something in Google. But it's just up to you right now. I don't know how or, you know, I don't know what's upcoming for us as far as people owing us money, right? So I just don't know how much money is coming in for you to be able to pay this insurance. And if you have it, I think we should do it. But if you want to wait a little bit, we can do that too.
Well, the thing is that we can't wait as far as to get that price, because if they get, there is a saying that they could only get so many people or plumbers for their,
in the area.
They do.
Right.
Yes. In
so,
the area
I feel that if you Google Whittier plumbing, there's already plumbers. So I'm not sure what kind of program they're talking about. There's already plumbers on the top of the list.
Well, so the thing about it is it's an exclusive listing within our company. So that's why, you know, okay, so like with Angie's List, right? Like I had mentioned earlier, the thing that they do is they work with all the same people in your area that do what you do, and they're sending those leads to all of those people, and you're paying for the lead regardless of if you get it or not. So with us, we make this an exclusive listing to eliminate that conflict. So we're not working with two plumbers in the Whittier area that, you know, to conflicting to that first page. So that's how we're able to optimize specific locations and getting specific people to that first, you know, top page. Now, that's not saying that we only work with one plumber in all of the country, right? But within a 50-mile radius, that listing became available. So that's why we're calling everybody throughout the area today to fill that position. So that's where it's...
I'm sorry. I'll let you finish. Go ahead.
No, that was pretty much it. What were you going to say?
Okay. So what you're saying is he tells you within a 30-mile radius, we're going to be getting Long Beach. We're going to be getting Pico Rivera, Montebello, Rosemead, San Gabriel Valley. I don't know, all the surrounding cities around here. Is that right, or are we exclusive to Whittier?
Well, it would just be as long as it's up to for the local map section, it would be up to a 25-mile radius. Within the Facebook ads, it's going to be up to a 50-mile radius. So that's where, yeah. So that would be where it would be an exclusive to you within that 25-mile radius. So, I mean, I know that covers a lot of area, right, especially in Whittier. Yeah, just as long as they're places that you're servicing, you know, that you want to be going to where you specifically want to target within that 25-mile radius.
Okay. Right. What do you want to do?
We can go ahead. I mean, if you're okay with it, we can manage it.
I'm okay with it because the website would be ours regardless if we, you know, stop the contract or not. And it's a month to month. It's not like we're locked in for a 12-month or a year or anything like that.
Okay. And that's all we're going to be paying month to month is $299.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. It sounds a lot, but if it generates money and clients, then we'll be okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I'm excited. You know, I know you're going to love the program, you guys, and it is going to get, we are going to get you the results you're looking for. Again, you know, I mean, I can't preface that enough, you know, so, let's go ahead and get this started then, right? We're all on board.
I'm on board. I just have one question for my husband.
Sure. Okay.
Honey, if we're going to go forward with this, I think that we should change the name of the business before anything, because we're going to start getting exposure under one business name. And then when, you know, we can't be changing it up like that. It's very important that we change it and just have one with our website, because otherwise, let's say we change our name. What's the charge to change our website name?
It's not going to
be any, is there?
Yeah. No, there wouldn't be a charge.
So, like, if right now it's Enrique Curiel Plumbing and we want to change it to, I don't know, something else, Number One Plumbing or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, to change that domain name, is that going to be a charge?
So,
it's different.
Yeah, so we can change the name that is listed on the website. Now, changing the domain name itself, I'm not totally, okay, hold on. Let me check. I just want to make sure I have this correct. So let me check with my manager real quick about changing the domain name. So do you guys have an idea of what you want to change your company name to?
Yeah, we have an idea. We just haven't come across to doing it because of just some other legalities. Like, we have to change the amount of money that we have to pay to, like, the bonds and all of that. So that's what's kind of holding us back right now.
Okay. So you're basically saying that you're getting the licensing for a new name?
I mean, that's, yeah, because we don't want it to stay at Enrique Curiel Plumbing.
Okay.
We're going to, the whole time we've been wanting to change it. And so I feel like that's going to be the issue right now.
Okay. So I just checked with my, I just checked with my boss basically. And he did say we can get them a new domain at no additional charge. That's exactly what he said. So, so we wouldn't charge for a new domain name if you change your business name.
So nothing would change as far as being on that, you know, that first page or anything like that?
No, nothing would change in the price, but we can obviously change the name. So that would change, but not the price, no.
Okay. Well, all right, honey.
Okay. So you're okay with it as far as not the money-wise?
From a business standpoint, everybody uses Google.
Right.
What do you do? How do you spell blah, blah, blah? I mean, Google is for everything. And I just, you know, I have a clear understanding that people, when they Google our, you know, plumbing or whatever, that's what's going to come up, our company. So I think from a business standpoint, it's a good thing, money-wise. I'm going to leave that up to you.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to have to sacrifice some money or whatever and then, you know, and go from there.
Well, that's the thing, the sacrificing where, because I'm not making anything right now. So I'm not sure which corners we're going to cut, but that's what I'm telling you. It's up to you. If there's something you think that you can afford right now, then just move forward.
Okay. All right. Let's do it then.
Okay. All right. So for the information, it's going to be you, Enrique, on it, right? So for the billing and the name and all of that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, and so your first name is spelled Enrique, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then do you have a middle initial? Okay. And then what is your last name?
Curiel. C-U-R-I-E-L.
Oh, never mind. I knew that. So I just like your business. Okay. And then, so what is the best email address for you?
Honey?
You said A?
Honey.
I'm sorry.
No.
Can you just put Enrique Curiel Plumbing at yahoo.com?
Okay. At Yahoo. Okay. And then the best phone number to always reach you on is going to be the 774 number, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Would you want to add my number? Because sometimes he's so busy he won't answer.
Yeah, definitely. I can definitely add your number. What is that?
774-6213.
Okay, so it's 310 though, right? 310-774-6213?
Yes.
That's pretty cool that you guys have almost the same phone number. That's really convenient. and then the address I have here for you is the 13652 Jackson Street. Okay. So, and then what is going to be your hours of operation? Like, when are you going to be taking phone calls?
I would just like to have a deadline up to that. So, yes, it would be probably like 5 o'clock.
Like 8 to 5.
Okay. Yeah. And then that's Monday through Friday, Monday through Sunday.
Monday through Friday.
You don't want to add okay. Saturday?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes.
A lot of people look for their stuff on Saturdays.
I mean, I would kind of agree with that. Personally, I think it might be a good idea. But, I mean, it's completely up to you.
Yeah. Okay, let's do Saturday.
Okay. And then are you going to be taking emergency calls?
That's kind of a tough one for me right now because I could be, you know, in far, and then if I do take those calls, if I put it that I do make emergency calls, I'm going to get bad ratings if I don't have, well, you know, get to them.
So the great thing about emergency calls, at least, is you can charge for them. So you can charge extra just for doing an emergency call. So at least that's what I would put, is that you would do emergency calls for a fee. But if you don't want to do those, that's fine. I mean, I just know with plumbing, you're probably going to get people that might call you after hours, you know, like, oh, I just had a main line broke or, you know, something like that. You know, there's definitely more emergencies that can yes. happen with a plumbing job, right? So,
and just,
right.
You can also contract your workout. You don't always have to do it on your own.
That is correct. Yeah. So, do you want to put emergency for a fee?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. And then, do you take cash, card, Venmo, Zelle, Cash App?
I do take everything. I don't have a card. But maybe that would be something that I would have to look into. Could we add that later?
Okay, yeah.
I do have Zelle and Venmo and stuff, so.
Okay.
Well, that would be something you would answer, honey, Carla.
I'm listening. Yeah, for now, I guess card, Zelle. Venmo.
Okay. Cash App.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cash App. It's like, well, I guess we could set it up, but it's more like Cash, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App. Yeah. I'm sure it's easy enough to set up.
Yeah, it's really simple. All you need is, you know, a routing number and account number to set up a Cash App. So it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
And then the best form of contact, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe just phone and text?
No, I think email is fine too, because I check it regularly.
Okay. And so then, for the Facebook, is it, I know you guys said you don't have a business Facebook yet, and that's something we can create. I just need one of your guys' personal Facebook to put, because when you're receiving messages from Facebook, you're going to be receiving it from your business Facebook to your personal Facebook. So this doesn't mean that you're going to have, like, your personal details on there. It just means that the way that customers are going to be able to contact you is through your personal Facebook. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, so give them yours. I don't use my Facebook.
Sorry, I'm still at work, so I'm trying to stumble, and I can't do that very well. Where are we at?
To give her your Facebook. What's your
My Facebook? My name?
Well, so is your Facebook, is it just under your name? Is it under Enrique Carril?
Yes.
So I'm looking on Facebook right now. I see Enrique Carril Jr. And then Enrique. Well, what's your picture on there?
Is it Joe with the other one? You're cutting off, then.
It's a baby and it's our niece in a red car.
A red car.
She has like a little toy car. She's only She's only 2 years. The toddler.
Oh, okay. So this is your guys' daughter, or?
No, she's our niece.
Yeah.
Oh, your niece. Okay. You know, I have two nephews, and I love the most being able to take them and give them back. It is the best.
Yeah.
So, so I did find it. All right. And then, so the services that you guys are going to offer, I know obviously plumbing. What, maybe give me just like, you know, five other keywords that you want to be found for.
Water heater installation.
Repipe,
new construction, remodels.
Okay.
I'm not sure. If I go with four stoppage, those are not, I mean, if it's far, it's not very convenient for me. They're like 25 miles from me. So I'm not sure if I want to put that.
Okay.
They are good business, though. Let's see.
Well, we could just put sewage. I mean, that would be, you know, and keep it kind of general.
Okay. Either that or sewer.
Sewer? Okay. Okay. And then, so I have all of that here. So, let's see. And then, all right. And then, so I will go ahead and get you in. So the billing information, is it going to be, the same address you gave me, the 13652?
Yes.
Okay. And then is it going to be a business card or a personal card?
A business card.
Okay, so it has your business name on it? Well, I mean, I guess it your name is just Enrique Carrell, but does it have a name under it, under your name? Hello?
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. You know what? Honey, can you take care of that?
Yes.
Oh, are you guys together now? We were
no,
on a three-way call, right?
No, I'm still working.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm still working.
Give me a second, okay? I'm going to find the cord.
No problem, no problem. Take your time.
Okay, it says Enrique Plumbing.
Oh, it does. Okay.
Mhm. And then in the bottom is my name, and on his part is his name after that. So.
Okay, so it says your name and his name on it?
No, so my card has my name on it, and his card has his name on it after the Enrique Plumbing.
Okay, so we're using his card, though, right?
No, we're going to use my card because he's not in a position where he can grab his card.
Okay, totally fine. So I just need your name then. So it's Carla, and then your is your last name the same? Carell?
Yes, it's A-A-R-L-A and then Carell.
Okay, spelled with a K. And then, so it's the same address though, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then, let me get here. Hold on one second. And so then, is it going to be a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's a Visa.
Okay. And so, hold on one second. And so when you do give me the card number, go ahead and give it to me 4 digits at a time, and I'll repeat it back to you, okay?
Okay, 4815.
Okay, hold on one second. 4815.
8820.
88 what? 20?
8800. Uh-huh.
8800, okay.
3127.
3127. Uh-huh. 0046. Okay. And
then the expiration date? 10/26.
Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back?
321.
Okay. All right. Hold on one second. So. Okay. Okay, so the next thing I'm going to do is go ahead and read a voice verification.
Okay.
All right, hold on. So. Okay. And so the voice verification is because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's actually not normally advertised. So it's just an added form of protection for you. So as I'm going through it, if you have any questions at all, feel free to just, you know, go ahead and say, you know, Jesse, I don't understand that, and I'll go ahead and rephrase it for you, okay? So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. This is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Enrique Curiel Plumbing.
Okay, please state your name and title within the business.
Owner, Enrique Curiel, owner.
Okay, and then are you authorized to enter into the into agreement on behalf of this business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct? Okay, and to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during your term of the agreement? Okay. And I mean, so basically just what that means, if you're not going to need to, but if you do any other online marketing, just let us know, okay? So your payment for the initial term of the account setup will be charged into today's date of 3/16/22 and the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a recurring payment. After the two-month agreement is set, it will automatically renew each month for $299, the amount of $299. So, but you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges from your next month of billing service. Please contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you guys understand to and agree to the renewal terms and cancellation terms?
I have a question. So,
yes.
What would you be charging today? Total.
It's $299.
And what is the 300 for? The 315?
315?
Yeah.
There's no 315. It's just $299.
Oh, I thought I heard 3 something.
No. It's just, well, that's today's date, 316.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was an amount.
No. It's just charged in today's date of 3/16/22. So,
oh, can you explain the policy, please?
So it just, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of billing service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay?
Okay. And when is the billing due for us? Every
16th? On the 16th of every month.
Okay.
Okay. So, and so you guys do understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms, correct?
Go ahead, honey.
Did you understand?
Yes.
All of that was...
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So, the next thing that I'm going to go ahead and do with you guys, first off, I'm going to set up a, client interview, but also, Enrique, you should have received a couple of text messages.
I did. That's why I was all everywhere.
Okay, so go ahead and scroll down to it should say your thank you for choosing Local Splash. Since the billing was done under Carla's number, our name, I'm sorry, Carla, repeat your number for me one more time. But 774. 6212.
13.
6213. Okay.
Yeah.
Did he text you that?
Yeah, he did.
Okay, so go ahead and open up that link for me.
Okay.
And then it scroll to the bottom. So this is everything that we discussed in writing. Okay?
Okay.
So go ahead and scroll down to the bottom for me. And then it'll have your name right there at the bottom. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay, so type in your name exactly how it appears.
Okay.
And then there's a little white box right above it. Do you see where it says you're authorized to enter into agreement?
Yeah, I already clicked that. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it should have taken you to another page, right?
I'm going to confirm signature. Give me just a moment.
Sure.
Huh. It says signature does not match, but I put the name exactly.
Carla space Carell. Don't add a space afterwards. Sometimes people do that.
Okay. No, it's still not taking it exactly as it disappears. Please fix the highlighted portion of the text. Let me try this again. Oh, my name is misspelled.
It's misspelled? Really?
Yeah, it was typed in as K-A-R-A-L instead of K-A-R-L.
K-A-R-L-A, right?
Yeah, but the way it came over is K-A-R-A-L.
Oh, that's super weird because I don't have it listed as that on the billing or anything. I don't know why it came in like that. That's super weird. Okay, well, yeah, so I guess I'll update it here, but just go ahead and put that in there, okay?
Okay.
And then press confirm.
All right.
Okay, so did it take you
to a user password?
Go ahead and bookmark that page for me, and then we'll send you the reporting dashboard and analytics system within 1 to 3 days. Okay?
Okay.
So then... here. So the next thing I'm going to go ahead and do with you guys is set up your client interview. Let's see what I have available tomorrow. So are you going to be the person that's going to be talking on the client interview? Carla, are we going to be
most
talking
likely,
to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, most likely. But, I mean, we can have him on the line, right?
Yeah, of course, definitely.
Okay.
Let's see what I have open tomorrow. I have from 9 to 10, 10 to 11. I have from 2 to 3.
What time can you have a call with me?
Tomorrow, whichever time you want, just let me know.
I prefer early, 9 to 10.
9 to 10? Okay, we can do that. And that works for both of you guys?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So we have you all set up, and you will be getting, just make sure you're ready for that client interview. That'll be, you know, it's not going to last an hour. We just set an hour slot in case the technicians are finishing up with somebody before you so they can just finish up with that client. So just make sure you're ready between that hour, and you'll be receiving a phone call from an 877 number. So I just want to clarify, should I have them call you, Carla, or should I have them call your husband?
Just have them call me, and then I'll